All right, this is Prot. Welcome to Keeping It 100. And we're going to continue the series on why you can't find a man. All right, so in this episode, frankly, you're just too damn big. And I'm going to break it down for you the way it works. Now, some men are fucking with fat women because, frankly, they like some big titties. And if you like big titties, dealing with big women, a lot of the time, comes with the turf. So it's basically, they don't really like the rest of your body, but for the time being, the huge titties is offsetting the sloppy body. But if you lose the sloppy body and you keep the titties, they'll still be happy with it. And I actually know some women who are actually afraid to lose weight because they're like, if I lose the weight, I drop a cup size, and then I don't get as much attention from dudes. I don't know how you're going to fix that, but they make all kinds of magic bras and shit like that. So you might have to look into something like that. Now, some big women are like, well, you know, I go out on the weekends, and I get men, and I've had all kinds of sex partners. That's great. But let me explain to you how this is working, because if you notice, you can't keep them around in the long term. Now, a man might like to eat filet mignon every day, but if he's really hungry, a cheese sandwich will do. And a lot of you women don't realize that you are actually that cheese sandwich. This is why you can get men weekend after weekend after weekend, but you can't seem to hold on to a motherfucker for very long. Now, that brings me to the next point. There are some women who are naturally big. You are probably not one of those fucking women, and it's time to stop lying to yourself. Okay? If you're not sure, you want to know if you're a naturally big woman. A big woman might be like 6'1", 180 pounds with low body fat. Okay, so low body fat is the first part. And the second part is she still actually has a good shape. A lot of you wandering around looking flabby as fuck. And you just keep telling each other, well, you know, some men like a big woman. There ain't many men wandering around who like a sloppy fucking woman. So it's time to stop lying to yourself and take a look in the mirror and try to figure out, are you a big woman or are you a fat woman? And if you need a clue, here's a fucking clue. If you have to lift anything when you stand naked in front of the mirror in order to see your pubic hair, well, then you are a fat woman. Now, you can either live with it, or you can be alone, but complaining and whining and blah, 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 fat shaming, it's not going to work for dudes in the long term. And because a lot of guys have figured out that fat shaming, so-called, is really just man-shaming in disguise. It's really trying to convince dudes to like something that a lot of them don't really like on the regular like that. Now, some of you are trying to use the art of misdirection. And you know who you are. You're 150 pounds overweight, but you got a $200 haircut. You got great nails. You got nice makeup, but you're fat as fuck. What that says to your average dude is your priorities are all fucked up. That basically, you know, you're trying to polish a turd. It don't work. You're trying to put lipstick on a pig. You know, if you're 200 pounds overweight and you're paying $200 for your fucking haircut because you got the purple in it, the black in it, and all the rest of that shit, well, understand, you're paying $1 a pound for the haircut. Your ratio is all fucked up. Now, some women, you may say to yourself, well, you know, I got a boyfriend, year, 2 years, this and that. I'm fat as hell. I'll tell you what's actually going on there. You might actually have a cute face. And he'll never tell you this, but what he's actually fucking hoping is that you lose the weight and become hot. What he's trying to do is he's trying to preempt the competition because he knows he doesn't have to compete with as many dudes to get your fat fucking ass when you big like that. But he's hoping that you'll actually bring it down, bring it down, bring it down to the point where, you know, you might have extra 5 pounds, you might have extra 10 pounds, whatever. And he likes that, but he doesn't understand basic female motivation, which is simply fucking this. That a lot of women really don't lose the weight like that until they get tired of being by themselves, right? If you're in a relationship with a fat woman and she starts hitting the gym, that relationship is over. She's getting ready to jump ship. But a dude who's with a fat girl in the long term and he's hoping she loses the weight, he doesn't understand that she's already getting the dick. Therefore, she has no motivation to lose the goddamn weight. None. What the fuck for? She's already getting the dick. Now, finally, you're a fat woman. You know what? A lot of you have confused weight and shape. And what I mean by this is you look at the 1 in 100,000 so-called plus size model, which really, that's just women who are naturally big. You look at them and you convince yourselves that you look like them. But if you take a look at them, a lot of them still have that classic kind of hourglass shape. If you're walking around looking all fat and sloppy and some shit like that, keep in mind, you do not have her shape. And if you're not sure whether or not you got that shape or you're fat, you could use what I call the seesaw test. All right. Now, here's the seesaw test. The seesaw test is if you're fucking a motherfucker and he's on top of you and he can kiss you, but when he's kissing you, he can't fuck you. And when he's fucking you, he can't kiss you. Then you a fucking seesaw, because he has to make that fucking seesaw motion back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So that's what you got to understand, all right? That's one of the reasons you can't keep a man. And the underpinning to all this bullshit, frankly, is that you keep listening to your goddamn girlfriends. And you keep going to all these goddamn websites that are telling you you just fine the way you fucking are. And sometimes you ain't fine the way you fucking are. And some of your sloppy girlfriends don't want you to get in shape. And they don't want you to get better looking. Because if you do that, you're basically out of the fucking club. Because then they're going to sit there and they're going to feel like crap. And then they're going to ostracize you. So some of you are keeping yourselves fat so you can stay in the fucking club with your fucking fat ass girlfriends. All right? So this is Paul Proteus with Keep It 100. There's yet another fucking reason that you don't have a man.